Well, what an incredible atmosphere. And it seems like we say the same thing over and over each time we come in here, but our fans are by far the best in the country. And this is why you come to UGA. When you get an opportunity to play in an atmosphere like that, in an environment like that, it was really incredible. You don't really know what's inside you in life or football till you get tested. And I thought we got tested tonight. We found out a lot about our team. We're far from perfect, and we got to get a lot better. But they'll fight you, man. They'll fight you over and over again. And there were some really large hearts out there tonight. One, DeAndre Swift, who ran the ball with passion, guts, and just relentless effort. The effort leadership of Jake Fromm to third down scramble and take two hits and almost get a first and manage the game really beautifully. And the defense to rise up, keep playing past a bunch of injuries, a couple injuries on the offensive line. And I'm just proud of our guys, man. So much emotion in that locker room, so much effort, and really hate for Notre Dame, who has an unbelievable team and played a great game, to have to lose that game.
Kirby, you're making adjustments at halftime with offense. Jake said you started picking up the blitz a little better. And what would you say about the second half of the game?
I don't know that it was picking up the blitz. It was making sure we had some space to run the ball. They were extremely aggressive playing the run, and I think they felt like they had to. That was their shot, to contain the run, stall the run, and they were playing downhill fast, extra guy in the box, and we really weren't able to make them pay for that early. Where in the second half, loosened them up a little bit, opened things up a little bit more, went a little more tempo when we had a chance, and basically wore them down. I mean, we were able to run the ball better because we had been running the ball. And I thought our conditioning played a major favor in that game as the game went on.
Coach, what was going on with their tight end number 84? He was having a lot of success there at the beginning.
Hell of a player. There's nothing going on with him. He's a great player. And when you're running boots, nakeds, waggles, all kinds of things, that guy's a phenomenal player. There's nothing going on with him. He's just a good football player, and they were targeting him a lot. If you notice, later in the game, they tried to target him, and we had two or three pass breakups.
Kirby, Jake made a number of plays on third down tonight. Can you just talk about his response in those situations, and then also particularly the touchdown pass where he ran Coach Earl?
Yeah, he played He played really well. I mean, I thought that he managed the game, and there were some times the shot clock was down on him, the play clock. And we always talk about with this kid, you got to give him a chance to work. You got to let him make decisions. And we didn't do that real well tonight. We didn't allow him the time to do what he does best. And we got to do a better job managing that as coaches. But I mean, Jake takes things that are broke and fixes them. He makes wrong right. And he's glad he's on our team because he's a leader. He's a commander-in-chief. I mean, guy makes good decisions.
Losing Stokes on the second play, can you talk about your secondary, your corners being tested like that?
Hang on. The second question was about Cager on the third down.
Yeah,
the
touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't check anything. I mean, he knew where to go with the ball versus that look. And if you max blitz him, I'm not going to say he's going to make you pay because you still got to win one-on-one. But he knows where to go with the ball. And he sees all those same pressures and coverages every day in practice from us. So he's not easily fooled by that.
Then the cornerbacks put Stokes going down that early, being tested in the secondary depth.
Yeah, that was tough. I mean, if you told me one spot we couldn't afford to lose somebody at that point, it was that one. And, I don't know. He came back in the game and played later, but I just don't know if he was 100% or not. It was a tough call whether to put him back in there. He wanted to go back in, and he did go back in and give him a blow, but I thought we were playing pretty good defensively, and we had rhythm. So we, had Tyreek in there and DJ.
What has Bob Wilson done to put him in the position that he was in this season to have a game he had?
He works hard. Devon's a talented player that loves football. He works every day. He understands coverages and leverages real well. And made a big play tonight.
After Andrews to the O-line, how big of a boost was it that Isaiah Wilson came on and did what he did?
It was big for us. I mean, we felt like he was – we couldn't tell. We practiced a little bit. He didn't get to do a lot during the week. And then pregame warm-ups, he looked pretty good, but he had not gone against, you know, fast people, and we were a little worried about putting him in there, but then we felt like we needed to at half, and you know, Sam made a good call to put him in there, and I can't tell you how he played or how the other guys played. I have to watch the tape.
Is there anything else you can say about Rodrigo Blankenship's kicks ended up being just huge?
His clutch, I mean, Mr. Consistency, and it's a pleasure to have it. I mean, it's like Jake, you know, you go through your life coaching, and you may only have one or two Rodrigos, and he's clutch. And he loves it. He wants to be in the limelight. He wants to have pressure on him.
Coach, so when you look at the last drive offensively for Notre Dame, what can you say about how your team kind of handled being stretched there? And did you see some similarities from 2017 in terms of how you know, like, you guys had to stop in order to spear the win?
Yeah, there's some similarities there. I didn't think about it that way. I just, you know, kept telling Dan stay aggressive, and he did. You got to make a decision at that point. Am I going to give up one, or am I going to come after him? And we were able to get a couple incompletions, pressures, and then we got him to fourth down where we had an opportunity to win the game. And you know, I thought with my Nolan and Jermaine looked like they broke through there on that play. And our depth helps us. We play a lot of players on defense. When you're fresh in the fourth quarter, it looked like that we were fresher than they were in the fourth quarter and was able to disrupt them offensively at the end.
Heard you had 6 or 7 false start penalties, man. How important do you think the crowd was into hitting?
Oh, unbelievably important. I mean, you think about that game, you think about the botched snap on one drive. I mean, they impacted the game tonight more than I've ever seen a game impacted, not only here, but anywhere, where they just affected the game with the false starts and the different things. And it burnt their timeouts. You know, it's a different game if they're calling timeout at the end of the game to get the right play, right personnel, you know, maybe get guys fresh. Now they don't have them. The clock's running because they burned them earlier because of the crowd noise called them to. So it was definitely the 12th man today, and we certainly needed it.
Kirby, how huge is it for you guys to be tested like this? What does that mean for you going forward with the rest of these 8 games?
Well, like I said, I think when you get tested, you find out something about yourself inside. You look inside yourself when you're getting tested, and there's some guys that had to look inside themselves. So they had not been tested like that. And how are they going to respond? And they came out fighting. You know, we showed the guys the Matt Hughes, Frank Trigg UFC fight, and in the end of the fight, he says, you know, you're never out of the fight. You're never out of the fight. He came back from having been down and almost in a submission position, and he said, you're never out of the fight. And that's what we talked about all week. We're never out of the fight. And then at halftime, we knew we were out of the fight the whole game. Our kids kept saying, you're never out of the fight.
You had some players after this game talking about how you left some stuff out there. Maybe it wasn't the cleanest game for them, but at the same time, they said they're built for this type of game, four-quarter thing. What do they mean by that?
Well, I think that's what we want to be. We want to be a dominant team in the fourth quarter. We want to try to break people's will. We want to be able to take over the line of scrimmage, which at the end of the day, when you look at the rushing yards, we won the line of scrimmage. I mean, it was they didn't run the ball real well on us, and 152-46. So that's what this team's built on. Now, we've got to be able to do other things, and it keeps coming back to that. But I think we're built to do that.
Solomon was injured, I guess. He was crushed there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Schaefer filled in for him.
Schaefer came in and did a nice job. Remember, Schaefer got Player of the Week a couple weeks ago, and you know, we wanted to play him some more last week. And you know, we're very fortunate that when Sally went down, there's a guy that can step in there and go play. And I don't know how he played. He had a personal foul penalty that wasn't very smart that hurt us. But he plays hard. He plays very similar to Sally. Passion, energy, and toughness. And I thought he stepped right up, as several guys did.
You expect Campbell back after the bye week? You expect Tyson Campbell back after the bye week?
What about the bye week?
Tyson Campbell.
I have no idea, man. I mean, Tyson Campbell day to day. I can't tell you anything about
it. The trust that Jake has earned with you and the coaches, is it the same for J.R. Reed and his presence out there and his knowledge?
Absolutely. I mean, he was the human eraser. He had 2 or 3 plays that were going to be explosive plays. He gets a guy on the ground because it's about to break out. We busted a coverage, and then, you know, he makes the pick that really changed the whole environment in the game, and he just makes big plays.
You talked about Ian Book all week, and he used a lot of Houdini, a lot of different things. What did you think seeing him in action today?
He's very athletic, very intelligent, hard to finish on, makes really good decisions with the ball. I mean, he's he causes problems because he can scramble and run. And, you know, especially as you get tired and your rushers aren't fresh, I mean, he can take off and get 20 yards a clip.
When Cager goes in the transfer portal, do you remember the conversations you had with Coley about him since he really improved him in terms of what he could bring to the program?
Yeah, I recruited Cager to Alabama, and he came on several visits and had a good relationship with him. Coley ended up getting him, Hartley knew him well, and I mean, it was a no-brainer for us. I mean, paint the picture. You can go play with a quarterback that's played, a place that's deficit of receivers. I mean, it was a great match.
Even with Rodriguez's consistency, did you at all consider going forward on fourth and one?
Yeah, I wanted to, and I didn't realize how far it was. I thought when they went back and reviewed it, I thought it was going to be inches. And then once we looked out there and said, I think it's almost a full yard, we just went with the points and said, hey, we're playing good defense. We felt like they had to score two touchdowns to beat us, and that ended up being the difference in the game. But, you know, that's one of those, all you guys could second-guess me, if they scored a touchdown, why didn't you go for it? So that's the life we lead, and it's a tough call because you got to feel comfortable you can get a yard when you have to.
It seemed like in the first half when you guys got the third down, dialed up some pressure, they had the perfect call on and picked up some of those. How frustrating is that as a coach, and how did you guys adjust to it?
What were they on third down? I think they were like 30% on third down. So our goal is to be 70% off the field. I came off the field feeling like we played 3 inches. And then once we looked out there and said, I think it's almost a 40, it's almost, we just went with the point, hey, we're playing good defense. We felt like they had to score two touchdowns to beat us. And that ended up being the difference. But, you know, that's one of those, all you guys could second, you could say, if they scored a touchdown, why did they touch for it? So that's the life we lead. And it's a tough call because you got to feel comfortable you can get a yard when you have to.
It seemed like in the first half when you guys got the third down, dialed down pressure, they had the perfect call on and picked up some of those. How frustrating is that as a coach, and how did you guys adjust to it?
On third down? I think they were like 30% on third down. So our goal is to be 70% off the field. I came off the field feeling like we played 3 inches. And then we looked out there and said, it's 40, it's almost, we just the point, went with the bet, hey, we're playing good defense. We felt like they had to score two touchdowns to beat us. And that ended up being the difference. But those, all you guys could second, you could say, if they should get a touchdown, why they touch for it. So that's the life we lead. And it's a tough call because you got to feel comfortable. You got to feel comfortable. You can get a yard.
It seemed like in the first half when you guys got the third down pressure, they had the problem and picked up some of those. How frustrating is that as a coach, and how did you guys adjust to it?
On third down? I think they were 30% on third down. So our goal is to be 70% off the field. I came off the field feeling like we played 3 inches. And then we looked out there and said, it's a 40, it's almost a 40. We just the point, went with the bet, hey, we're playing good defense. We felt like they had to score two touchdowns to beat us. And that ended up being the difference. But, you know, the difference. But those guys could, you guys could safe if they should protest for it. So that's the life we lead. And it's a tough call because you got to feel comfortable. You got to feel comfortable. You can get a yard.
It seemed like in the first half when you guys got the third down pressure, they had the problem and picked up some of those. How frustrating is that as a coach, and how did you guys do it?
On third down? I think 30% on third down. So our goal is to be 70% off the field. I came off the field feeling like we played. We looked out there and said, it's a 40. We just the point. We're playing good defense. We felt like they had to score two touchdowns to beat us. And that ended up being the difference. But guys could say if they should protest for it. So that's the life we lead. And it's a tough call because you got to feel comfortable. You got to feel yard. Feel yard. You can get a yard.
It seemed like the first half when you guys got pressure, they had the problem and picked up some of those. How frustrating is that as a coach, and how did you guys adjust to it?
On third down? 30% on third down. So our goal is to be 70% off the field. I came off the field feeling like we played. We looked out there and said, it's a 40. We're playing good defense. We felt like they had to score two touchdowns to beat us. and that ended up being, that ended up being, that ended up being the, being the, you have a different, but you have a different, but a different, but you guys could say forgive for it. So that's the life we lead, and it's a tough call because you got to feel comfortable. You got to feel yard.
First half, when you guys got pressure down, pressure, they had the problem and picked up some of those. How frustrating is that as a coach? And how did you guys?
On third down. So our goal is to be 70% off the field. I came off the field, feeling like we played. We looked out there and said, it was a four-year, we're playing good defense. We felt like they had to score two touchdowns to beat us. And that ended up being the difference. So that's the life we lead, and it's a tough call because you gotta feel comfortable.
First half, when you guys got pressure, they sure and picked up some of those. How frustrating is that as a coach? And how did you guys?
Down, down, third down, third down, third down, third down.